Take your hat off right now and put these on and wear a red shirt. Number one. Number one.
Number one.
Nigel Uno.
Nigel Uno from Codenames. Where was he from?
England.
Oh! What did he talk about?
I don't. Can you play?
I'm going to get
clip?
Them.
Oh, my goodness!
Say, like, I have a new invention.
I have a new 2x4 technology.
You're okay.
That's Australian a little.
I thought he was Australian.
No, that's the blonde one.
Yeah. Kind of ruined it.
It wasn't that good. You also weren't wearing a red shirt.
Yeah, if you had a red shirt.
He made me do that.
Yeah, but you should be able to think on your feet.
I know.
I didn't
know. Here, give me these sunglasses. If he had put these on me, I would just be like this. Surf's up, dude. Oh!
See, but that's
and it
not,
makes Patrick laugh.
That's not Nigel Uno, though.
But it's like I'm thinking on my feet. I'm improvising. You know, I'm rolling with the punches. I'm doing something that's funny.
He became a surfer.
Wait, I can do that, too.
Well, do you use a different prop now? This has been used up.
No, I got another. Oh, I'm completely blind.
No, you're not.
Who said that?
Me.
Who's you?
Oh, I'm a surfer.
Don't laugh at that. That's not funny. It's funnier to be blind.
Being a surfer is funnier than being... First of all, laughing at blindness is punching down.
That's punching down.
Laughing at surfers are punching... That's a disability.
Surfing is not a disability.
You're stupid enough to fucking hang out with sharks. You have a mental deficit.
You're not hanging out with sharks. You're hanging out with waves.
You have a mental deficit if you are hanging out with waves and sharks and fish. And
they said I had a mental deficit, and I still got into college, so...
You got into college more than any of us.
I got into three colleges.
Yeah, that's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah. Three colleges, dropped out of each one.
Toby motherfucking Keefe is dead, man.
I know.
Fuck, dude.
It actually was. I was listening to a lot of Toby Keith in the past couple of weeks. Genuinely.
Toby Keith
and Tim McGraw I've been listening to.
I ain't as alive as I once was.
But I'm as dead once.
Well, you know what,
I'm
guys?
Covered in dirt and worms all me now.
All these people.
There was a time back in my prime when I got up and walked around.
I love this grave.
I love my grave.
It's my kind of grave. It's all dirt and stuff and grass.
Yep.
They buried me up my
formaldehyde on my face.
On my ass.
They said, Toby, you've passed away, Toby. Toby, you have passed away, man, and I'm sorry.
What was the other one?
Flowers for my grave.
Yep.
And flesh for my worms.
Well, that could work,
that's
too.
Pretty good.
Flowers
for my grave. Flesh for my worm horse.
Worm horse?
My wormies? He calls, these are my wormies.
Dude,
what? Oh my God, that would be a great thing for an edgy guy like Marilyn Manson to be like raise and take care of a bunch of worms and be like, yeah, when I die, release these into my grave.
Whoa.
That's actually so that fucking
bury
fire.
Me with my worms.
Bury me with
like,
my worms.
If you did it, because the supreme edgy thing to do would be like, I'll let my dog eat me after I die.
Mm-hmm,
but you can't do that.
No.
The dog's worms, only interested in the
or you get a
parts
pig
of your
farm,
body anyway.
Pig farm go snatch style.
Yeah, but like people, that's how people get mad at that. They won't let the pigs do it.
Yeah.
But worms, it's like you're already dead and you just put a...
Yeah, the worms are going to eat you anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyway, all these people saying, rest in peace, Toby Keith this, rest in peace, Toby Keith that. Well, guys... Rest in piss, Toby Keith, because I actually think he was a piece of shit.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Leftist.
Watch it.
He wasn't.
Watch it.
He was an SJW.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Was
fuck
he?
Fuck you, Toby Keith.
Was he an SJW?
Hey, Toby Keith. Fuck you, man.
Did you see that? Like,
I didn't know that you were an SJW, and now that I realize this, you're dog shit to me, and I'm glad you're dead.
There was there's this like fake story that goes around about how Kris Kristofferson made fun of or said like,
who the hell's that?
Kris Kristofferson, you don't know, he was in The Highwaymen, I think, with Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash.
SNL.
Yeah.
Star is Born.
He was in SNL.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But there's like this fake story that goes around, like, I think they were like buddies, and everyone is like, yeah, Kris Kristofferson told him that he didn't serve this country. He's pretending to be a patriot or whatever.
Whoa.
And that's going around again now that he's dead.
Toby
and to
Keith
own him
is
in
responsible
an epically
for
way.
Probably half of the deaths in the Iraq war.
Oh, absolutely.
This guy can't, you can't, this guy
you can't
deserves
write the,
every
you can't
medal
write
on earth.
The Taliban song.
Do you know
and
how
not
many,
get a Purple Heart?
Dude, how many fucking people Listen to a Toby
American
Keith song.
American soldier.
Literally, there are
American.
Toby Keith songs led to the loss of so many
guys who were like so good at football.
Toby Keith has legs on his head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how they paint how they paint planes on like a plane when they shoot him down. He was on his guitar. He was painting legs.
Just tons of white legs all over his guitar.
Bones all over his guitar.
Just a bunch of femur bones.
And not even,
you know. Toby Keith sitting on a throne made of bones.
Just
white
tons
bones,
of fucking
of shin bones.
We're thinking about this, right?
Just cousin legs. Yeah.
We're thinking about
everywhere.
Cousin legs, right? But we're not considering how many whiskey-related alcohol deaths for these women.
Oh,
after
well, that
the
was
song
something
Whiskey
I wanted
Girl.
To talk about, man. I think that this might be... there's no question in my mind that this was an alcohol-related passing away.
Mm.
I think that
oh, because he loves bars?
Because he loves bars and he's spending all his
time. Well, he loves at least one bar.
Yeah, he loves one bar.
We don't know that he likes bars
true.
In general.
I guess that's true, but he says Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. So he also likes parties.
Yeah.
And what do you do
and
at a party?
And he loves
a
whiskey girl.
That could be a picnic.
He likes a whiskey girl.
And so many women were trying to do him, and they started getting into whiskey. Women can't. That's a man's drink.
It's a man's drink.
You can't drink whiskey if you're a girl.
Yeah.
That's the point of the song.
You don't actually put hair on your chest, and then nobody wants to date you.
Yeah, then Toby Keith won't want to date you.
Yeah, so that's
you think he's telling the truth, and that's how he's lying.
I think this is... I hate saying this. I hate even thinking about this. I think that the tide is turning on alcohol in America.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that Toby Keith, this death is going to be the first of many alcohol-related deaths that we see.
Mm-hmm.
Probably me and Patrick soonly following.
Yeah.
Right.
And the younger generation are not... They
well, they're all addicted to vapes and zins.
They don't even want to drink alcohol anymore, man. I saw something that like Gen Z is the least alcohol-drinking generation
ever.
They
hate it. They don't like it.
Yeah.
How?
It's because they're
freaks.
They'll
grow into it.
No,
we're technically Gen Z.
It's because they're...
we're Gen Z on a technicality, you know?
Well,
we're,
wait, yeah, Gen Z isn't Gen Z, like, are they all, like, they've been legal to drink for, what, 4 or 5 years?
And
Gen Z
they haven't
starts
dove
in 97. Well, we're, I'm,
I think it starts at 95.
I'm a day walker for Zillennial. I can navigate millennial spaces as well as Gen Z spaces.
You're a gay stalker.
Yeah.
I'm not a gay stalker. And you're also, we're all day walkers here.
I don't know what that means.
We can navigate millennial space. We can say stuff about Matt and
I'm
Kim,
full,
but also
I'm
eat.
I'm full millennial, man. If they put... They say I'm a Zoomer. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I have.
Song.
You want to claim that? Say doggo right now.
That's what I mean, dude. I'm much more likely to connect with somebody who says doggo than somebody who says bruh.
True.
There's no. Can you imagine being in a like? Yeah, I don't know. If I'm at a party full of millennials only, I'm gonna do okay. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm with my
you might
home.
Get a
I'm on home turf.
You might bring a slice.
Yeah,
home.
A slice of pizza.
Nah.
Touch my butt and give me pizza. For example,
millennial right there. That's
Zoomers. They do not eat pizza.
What house are you?
They don't eat.
They don't like.
I'm definitely Ravenclaw.
See, he knew immediately
that is
what I meant.
As fuck.
We're all millennial. We're not Zoomer. You might be Zoomer. You're full Zoomer. You're actually full Zoomer.
No, I'm Daywalker, bro.
No, you're not, man. You're full Zoomer.
No, I'm Daywalker.
No, I'm not a full Zoomer because I like alcohol and I hate weed.
I like alcohol.
See, that's the thing. I can go to the hookah bar. I can go to the regular bar. They accept me.
Why don't they have hookah bar? Why is there a hookah bar, but there's no cigarette bar? We can just smoke cigarettes and stuff.
They got it in Pittsburgh, dude.
Some of those.
Hookah bullshit?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Why the hell didn't we do
a
show there?
You saying a city made me remember. I want to do the plug at the top, but we'll do it 8 minutes in. Guys, we're adding some shows to the tour. Oh my God.
Holy
fuck.
Yes.
But these guys, these are not your typical. And Julio, I'm going to send this picture to you right now so you can pull it up on screen.
I'm so strong from the new shows.
Holy we're doing shit, the sketch. We're doing the sketch tour, of course, that you guys all already know about and bought tickets for.
He's been obsessed with my strength.
I have been touching Patrick a lot, just trying to get him to flex.
You tried to fully molest me.
He doesn't care about
earlier.
My strength at all.
You what? Saw that too. I was.
I did. See it.
I
wasn't trying to molest you, man. You're being dramatic.
He was
you
touching up.
You've
on
never
you.
Had a good friend before who touches
I
you.
Felt,
it's clear.
I felt what felt like a piece of wood touching the back of the chair.
I had some wood.
And you know what I'm saying.
I'm construction.
That's not molestation.
Construction vibes. Got the car.
It's not molestation unless you ask you to touch it.
By the way, we have shows.
We have some shows here. We're doing the sketch shows with Home Plated and Pierce. These ones are just us, just the trio, some podcast shows for you guys. We're hitting the major cities on this one that we haven't been to yet, guys. We are going to Minneapolis on March 30th at Sisyphus Brewing. We're hitting Detroit on April 3rd at Loving Touch. And, of course, the jewel of America. We're going to Carrboro, North Carolina on 4/26.
Caleb tried to give me a Loving Touch earlier.
So
I tried
go
to give
ahead.
You a jewel of me.
These ticket links are supposed to be up by the time this
it's
comes out.
It's Sisyphusian how much you try to fuck me.
They might not be up on the website yet, but so if you go to the website, try to buy it, and you don't see them, just keep hitting F5 for the next few days. But they're supposed to be up tomorrow. We'll see. I know at least Minneapolis is already up.
Well, you and me have had so much tension over the years about our bodies being close to each other. And
you guys have a real will they, won't they? I feel like for me, with both you guys, that's like
it's a
they
will.
Will.
They will.
They will. Are,
they
it's
will.
Not
they
a will
already
they will.
Have.
They will
again. Have.
And that's how I feel about you and Jubio.
You can't feel that way about some about
this
two other
like,
people.
This is like if Fleetwood Mac, if they were
are you
all,
feel a will they won't they about
boning?
Me and Jubio? You're saying that yeah. they well, me you think me and him.
If
have
Fleetwood
done
Mac
it.
Was all doing it and they got along after they were all doing it, that's what this podcast.
I
would
got
be.
An
you
argument.
Guys have some kind of fear between you about.
I got an
your bodies.
Well, I got I have no fear. He can touch me all he would like. I got into an argument with somebody yesterday about how they were like, yeah, I'm 0% gay. Somebody has to have talked about this before. They said, I'm 0% gay. And I said, but you would probably like it if it was the best one ever.
Yeah. The hottest guy.
But not even like the best.
On. The best experience.
Anything that you think you don't like, the best ever of that thing.
We've
I think
definitely
you would
said
like,
this.
Right.
No, yeah. It's like you get up in the plane to go skydiving. You're like, take me back down. I can't do it. Please. Mm-hmm. They go, no, you're doing it. You got your parachute on. They push you out.
Yep.
Oh my God, I feel alive.
Yep.
For the first time in my
exactly.
life, I feel alive.
This
I'm
is
thinking
exactly
about it for months after.
Uh-huh.
We've had
can't
this conversation.
About it.
We've
you're
had this conversation.
I need to go again.
The
I
wife walks in and you close your phone quickly because you're looking at skydiving. trips.
It's never jumping off of the bureau in your bedroom is never the same.
Yeah. Never.
Never. You have to go
that's
all the way.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Watching
I
videos of people
like
skydiving doesn't cut it anymore.
No, I feel like everybody's so saying I'm straight and or I'm gay. But you've never had the best version of the
it.
Other one.
Yeah.
So because I used to think I didn't like sushi. And then I had very expensive, nice sushi one time. And now I'm like kind of thinking about sushi more.
We've had this conversation about food.
Once you have the bet, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think that it also comes to sex experiences. Once you've had the best of that, once I've had the best different kind of sex, now I'm looking.
Of course, it's gonna feel good. It's sex.
It's gonna feel amazing. It's in the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I start
amazing sex,
amazing sex is in the name. Once I have the most amazing sex, I'm sure it would be amazing.
Yeah.
But then I'm gonna start. It's just like the sushi. Now I'm getting grocery store sushi.
Yeah.
So
right. So
now,
which is
the best form of sushi?
No, not well.
Hey, it's crazy to me
good.
That you didn't like sushi before.
Yeah, that is fucked.
It's weird.
I did not like it. I just
but
wasn't
you just
like,
said you didn't like
I didn't
it.
Opt for
I
it.
I got
ever.
Some this
I
weekend.
Would eat it.
I got grocery store sushi this weekend. Well, no, it was the triangle.
I got grocery store groceries this week.
Oh, and pray tell about this grocery store groceries. What's your haul?
Flatbread, mozzarella, God and pizza sauce. Guess what I was making with that?
He's getting
a pizza
big.
Sandwich.
Flatbread pizza, y'all.
He's getting gigantic, this guy.
I thought you were going to make pizza soup.
I had got cereal
pizza
as well.
Soup.
Pizza soup. That's leftovers,
it.
Dude. When you make homemade pizza and you get this pizza soup for
dump
the rest of the week.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's like a Thanksgiving sandwich.
Making pepperoni
soup,
stock
fish,
for your pizza soup.
Pepperoni stock.
That's so good.
Yeah,
pepperoni stock is great. But, dude, on my pizza, I had some arugula.
Oh.
I had some prosciutto.
Oh.
Not a pizza man.
Yeah, that's a flatbread.
Yeah, what was a flatbread pizza?
Well, yeah, you already said he got a flatbread.
Yeah. So, I don't really understand.
Did you do pizza sauce?
Yeah. As I said, pizza sauce.
Wait, you did pizza sauce, arugula, and pepperonis?
Not pepperonis.
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Yeah. Okay, this sounds like a pretty good pizza. Actually.
It was okay. I think it would be better the second time I made it.
If you put it in a wood-fired oven, it would probably be amazing.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I definitely,
just get a wood-fired oven.
Yeah, I was thinking of that when I was making it.
You can get one for the home. It costs $300.
Well, I was thinking just maybe putting wood into my gas-powered oven.
Mm. Oh, my oven has started smelling like gas again. I think it's happening once
more. Yeah.
It's
well, you know the burst of gas smell when you turn on your oven, when you start preheating your oven? That always gets me. I'm always like, whoa.
Yeah.
Alex,
whoa. And
earlier,
then it goes like a few minutes go by and it's going, oh, okay.
We were having that meeting earlier about the shows and Alex was like, do we have a CO2 monitor in the house? I want to get one because it's starting to smell like gas.
A CO2 monitor?
Yeah, that's what he said, which I didn't want to call him out, but I don't think that.
Funny.
Yeah. But
do we have a nitrogen
smelled
monitor? The air is 75% nitrogen in your house. You need to leave.
But the air, his room is next to the kitchen, and the air smelled like that because I I was making a cream sauce type thing and I needed it to simmer and then forgot to turn the burner off because it was so low.
Wait, let me stop you right there. You're telling me you were creaming and your roommate smelled it.
Oh, that's nasty.
What the hell?
Bro, what the fuck?
It's actually kind of gross.
You were creaming out in the kitchen?
Yeah, and I left the burner on. I left the burner on for probably an hour and a half.
You were creaming. It was fire.
What's
everybody
the length of it? It burned for an hour and a half.
How long is X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Stop talking about X-Men, bitch.
Fuck off. No.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sick of this X-Men shit. The other day, we get on a meeting, and we just came from the gym, and he's like, look what I found on the way back from the gym. Two giant X-Men comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, man.
I've been watching
now
them
you're,
all
now
month.
You're changing the universe. You're changing reality to give you free X-Men
and
stuff.
And that's my power.
You're not an Omega level mutant.
I am an Omega level mutant who can bend reality to my will.
You are not an Omega level mutant.
Mm-hmm. I had a thought that was really, at first it kind of tickled me pink. And then it started to, I can't tell if this is a cogent thought at all.
Okay.
But I want to tell you guys this thought I had about The Simpsons. I was watching The Simpsons. I've been rewatching
it. Were you watching
the X-Men
episode?
I can tell you're
watching
The Simpsons because you wore a Simpsons skin shirt.
Oh my God.
I killed a Simpson. One of the less important ones.
You skinned a Simpson alive and you made a shirt with him.
Hans Moleman.
But can you imagine living in The Simpsons universe, living in Springfield along with The Simpsons? And every time you watch TV, it's like someone else from your town. It's always like, oh, they're interviewing my doctor. Oh, it's Dr. Hibbert again. Oh, there's Krusty the Clown. They're interviewing the guy. No, there's my neighbor. Oh, that's my son. Every single time, it's somebody else you know.
You only have public access at that point. Like,
it's
what
just
the hell?
So funny that it's like they interview like, oh, this is Dr. Nick Riviere. And they're like, oh, that's that doctor I've seen like 15 to 20 times before.
Yeah.
Oh, these are all, Apu's on TV now.
Yeah.
Just, God, it would be so incredible to watch TV and every time it's a different person from your life.
The 10 people you know.
I haven't seen too much of The Simpsons. I've seen enough. But
that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's
a reveal to me.
I was a kid, I didn't watch this.
You not seeing Girls.
I didn't see The Simpsons until I was in middle school.
Girls are so
funny. I watched Family Guy in South Park. I think you can tell because of my twisted mind.
You are not... That means that you're not like me and Cameron. People see us and they smell Harvard.
Right.
Because we grew up with The Simpsons.
Pedigree.
Exactly.
You see
pedigree.
Me. Wit. You see me.
Acerbic.
They look at you.
You're
mutt.
Thinking, thinking Plymouth State University, maybe. Maybe Keene State University.
Isn't it ironic
these kind of universities that have
who
parties?
Somebody who watches the show Community probably goes to a professional writing school rather than a community college.
Interesting.
That's right. That's right.
And I've been to two. I've been to two community colleges.
And you watch Community?
I never watched it.
There you go.
If you made Community be very, very different.
Yeah.
Because it's clear watching that show that these people have never been to a community college.
No, they don't know about the Rubik's Cube.
They're like,
kid.
Oh, what happens at a community college? Probably a blanket fort.
There is always in every community college I went to, every community college I went to, kid walking around the school who is practicing Rubik's Cube speed thing with one
Let
hand.
Let me say,
that
also,
guy's smarter than anybody.
Why is he there?
Here's a roast for their TV show Community.
Yeah.
That's a boring ass name for a TV show.
Yep.
Name it Blam.
Yeah.
Blam, laughter.
Yeah, that's a better name.
Community, it's a boring word.
Kablam.
What, you have to open the thesaurus to find that one?
There was a show called Kablam. I don't know if you knew this.
Really?
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Well, I just said Blam Laughter.
You said Blam Laughter.
Kablam.
Blam Laughter
is also Kablam. Blam Laughter is a good name.
Blam exclamation point colon laughter.
Laughter at
six. Then you could also do Blam Sorrow.
And it's clear to me that the people who wrote The Office
Blam
never worked in an office either.
Yeah. Yep. They worked at Harvard University.
Can you imagine how amazing?
We should write a show called Writer's Room.
Yes.
That is nothing like an actual writer's
room. Yes, because we've never been in one of these.
And here's the thing, Paul Provenza.
Yep.
You're not in the green room. You're on a stage.
There's thousands of people around you.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of
it's
the
not
Just
the
for
green
Last
room.
Festival.
You idiot.
He's so dumb, Paul Provenza, but one of the best stand-ups of all time.
Yeah, everyone talks about his stand-up.
Everyone says, dude, you should have seen Paul Provenza back in the day. He has have you seen that one episode of Green Room where he's wearing that t-shirt that says, "We are all African"?
No.
I want that t-shirt so
that's
bad.
That's a Richard Dawkins t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
We are
Richard Dawkins
African.
Is, I think in his Twitter picture, is wearing that shirt.
That's badass.
Yeah. So it's like, it was like an early... or late 2000s like atheist thing
is being African.
Yeah.
Well, because of the
we are all
origin
African.
Of
yeah.
the human race and
but
the land bridge.
Uh-huh.
But you know, they say maybe that some Native American people were here. They were in America. Even they didn't emigrate from Africa.
What was
or
the
Asia.
First? Where? Who was the first guy who transformed from a? I mean, imagine how weird that was being born, and you're a man, and you have two monkey parents.
Well, yeah. Even more than that, man. The Neanderthals and the Homo sapiens, they coexisted. They were around at the same time, and Neanderthals probably died out because Homo sapiens just like outcompeted them for natural resources. So it'd be like you and your Neanderthal bros. You'd like get up and it's like, all right, time to go hunting. Mm-hmm. Let's go kill a woolly mammoth. We got our rock with a vine around it that we yep. swing around our head and
but
throw
they
it at the mammoth.
Short.
They're just using
and
you their hands.
And it's literally it's like a movie where the big company comes in and fucks up the like small business.
The humans.
You show up to the mammoth hunt. There's a bunch of Homo sapiens and they got swords and shit.
Yeah,
and
they're full knights.
You're fucked. They're not killing you, but they're getting all the stuff.
They definitely killed.
Stung. They killed. They also interbred, I think.
Ooh, they were into bread.
Can you imagine COVID having? Vibes. Can you imagine? Can you? Damn,
that was crazy.
Wait.
Yeah, wait. Give me some.
Hold on.
Yep. Into bread.
That was a really fucking good one, man. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine having a situation where it's like, it's possible, and I won't say acceptable, but it's possible for you to be like, damn, I'm gonna fuck someone of a different species. I'm just be like, sitting around with your boys at the bar and be like. Damn, like, I'm really into Neanderthals.
Yeah, what's your type, man?
I hate to bring it back
like
to X-Men.
Who are other species.
I hate to bring it back to X-Men. No, I don't. But
you love to.
That man. Is definitely, there's definitely a mutant chaser type of guy
in the X-Men universe. Where is the family?
But he wants to fuck like
Beast. Where's the family comedy?
Or something,
yeah,
right?
Homo superior,
where is the family comedy about the Homo sapien bringing in Neanderthal
Croods.
To Christmas dinner? Is that in Croods?
No, but it could be. Croods 5.
Harry and the Hendersons keep throwing those out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea, I think.
Yeah. Guess who's come? Guess Ook.
Guess Ook. Guess Ook's coming
guess
to dinner.
Oog's ugging. Guess Ook. Guess Ook's ugging do dinner.
To dimper.
Guess Ook's ugging to dimper. That's a great idea.
That's
for
an
a movie,
incredible
man.
Idea. That's a really, really good so idea.
The whole movie is in subtitles. It's just.
Well, no, the Homo sapien speaks just English. He's just like a guy with a sweater vest on.
My favorite Neanderthal fact is back when they first were discovering Neanderthals, the early scientific name for them was Homo stupidus. And they changed it. They were literally calling stupid homos.
I didn't know science had a name for you.
Homo stupidus. So we put it in academic papers. It's like, we have discovered Homo stupidus.
Yep.
And they're like, no.
He's right next to me. That's an amazing name.
Yeah, Homo stupidus is awesome.
Is that one of those things where, that's clearly Latin, but maybe a guy was named Homo stupidus and they named him after that guy.
Yeah. Stupidus. John Stupidus.
Yeah. Or the guy's name was not Homo Stupidus and they were like, he's named after you.
I know they pulled that.
Yeah.
He's really named after me.
They were the old scientific names, they gotta bring that style back, man. Nowadays it's all naming them after people, but back in the day
fuck all that.
Like grizzly bears, their name is Ursus something horribilis.
I like that.
That's great. It should all be like that.
Horribilis.
Horribilis.
Which I think that of bears horrible is bear. Extremely cute.
Yeah, but not grizzlies, man.
I've seen these
even grizzlies.
They have hunchbacks like Quasimodo.
My grandma had a hunchback like Quasimodo.
I saw that bear.
That bear video.
What bear?
Where the lady gets the bear has like a deli cup stuck on its head, and she takes the deli cup off of the bear's head, and then the bear brings his mom to her house and keeps trying to like showing... The cub is showing his mom just like this lady's this is my OG right here.
This lady took the cup off.
This
my head.
Lady took the cup off my head. Head. Yeah. She's my number
well,
one.
Well, what That's if the crazy, bear mom? Put
I want
the
her
cup
to be my
there.
New mom.
What if it was a punishment?
Maybe.
Yeah, and
the
like,
mom's coming over. Yeah. Like,
who took that cup off your head?
I put the cup
mom.
There.
I didn't take it off myself. I swear.
It was this lady in this house.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed if I was the mama bear.
Yeah.
They're taking my kid out of time.
You don't ever take a cup off of. I can imagine a Karen in a restaurant saying that, like, she's sitting down, she goes to the bathroom, she leaves her toddler at the table and with a cup on his head, and the waiter comes over and takes the cup off. How dare you take the cup off my son's head?
That'd be a bad punishment, man.
Yeah. Cuphead.
Oh my God, I hate that.
Well, we need to bring back cool punishments for kids.
Like what?
Well, like glue your hands to your head or something.
Yeah. It needs to be more eye for an eye.
I don't know.
It needs to be more. You do something. You
bar
get
bar of soap as a classic.
Like, yeah, bar of soap is a good example.
It should
but,
be
you know,
hazing
like,
stuff.
I had the bar of soap as a kid. I got that. I would swear.
I think I got the bar of soap maybe once.
I had to use times. Listerine because my mom knew that I hated Listerine so badly.
That's weird.
Well, it burns.
My most...
That means it's working.
The punishment kid memory I have the most is that my dad... I forget what I even did, but my dad was like, I had a bunch of little like Pokemon figurines of different Pokemon. I had like a bunch of them that I would play with. And my dad was like, you did this, whatever. I'm going to take away your favorite Pokemon toy. And I was like, oh, my favorite's Meowth. I kind of lied about which one was my favorite.
No!
Just pick the lamest
don't
one.
Don't take the Meowth!
Oh, I just had this fucking
just
gay
being
Xbox.
A little kid doing the worst lie of all time and him completely knowing which one is my favorite too. Just trying to pass it off. Be like, no, this this one's my favorite. Don't take this one, please.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be probably seeing right through that with my kid.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. As a kid, you always think you're a genius. And then I feel like you think back and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to think that I'd be able to hide myself in the love seat. Like I would.
That's different.
I would what? Think. I thought that I was so stealthy and genius.
We're talking about lying, and you're like, I thought I could fit inside the couch.
I thought I could become furniture.
I thought that I could. I would position my body so that it. I thought that I would look like a cushion when I did this, and I would like.
You'd go fold. Under the cushion?
No, I would be in the middle of the chair, and I would try to see how if I could cover the whole cushion of the love seat. It was like, yeah, it's not a love seat. It's more like a chair.
You
but
thought you were a
I thought
salamander?
That, I thought that I could look like a cushion, and every single time my mom would walk in and say, what the fuck
you
are you doing?
You thought you were doing the scene from Lord of the Rings where they become a rock.
Yes.
What are you talking about? I just still don't understand. You thought you could look like a cushion.
He just explained it.
He thought he was like covering himself up. Or did you cover yourself up with a blanket or anything?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like the scene in Lord of the Rings where they become a rock. Do you,
you
know
thought that? You had active camo.
Yes.
I could imagine be thinking that as a kid. Uh-huh. I'm
how
sure
old
I thought
was
something
you?
Similar than
I
that.
Was probably 5 or 6.
16, 17?
That's not.
Yeah, 5 or 16.
That's
anywhere
not.
Anywhere between 5 to 16, I tried this.
You were a quite dumb child.
I was very dumb.
You
I,
were
told,
quite
I mean, I told
dumb.
You before, I got my head stuck in a reclining chair.
You get the hell away from these chairs, bitch. You are not allowed to touch the chairs anymore.
I don't
anymore.
Think there's any chair. There is a chair in my house, and I do sit in it now because I think I've
conquered
the chair.
Did you just wonder if you had a chair in your house?
I was going to say there's no like sofa-type chairs
oh,
in my
man.
House.
I used to think my...
But I've definitely conquered the chair at this point in
my life.
My grandpa
had a lazy boy.
Uh-huh.
You know
yeah,
those?
You. Do your damn chores.
He's not his grandpa's boy,
Patrick. I'm not my grandpa. I'm his grand boy.
What's this, Listerine?
Don't even. After I say that I was, after I say that
no,
I was tortured with Listerine as a child, you pull out a Listerine thing.
Do you want one?
I'll take one after we record.
Unless I do something
I'm drinking
bad.
My coffee.
Okay.
If I say something bad, then you can give me some.
I'll have these on reserve.
Okay, thank you. My dad smells like those all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he pops them like they're nothing.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I bought these and that's what I've been
I don't
doing.
Like those.
I got my blood drawn this morning,
yep.
And I had to. And guys, I'm going back to the doctor to get my results, and I'm planning to scream at her for no reason. Just so you know,
what nice. Do you mean?
Just I want to be mad at her.
All right, let's
her.
Do that. Oh, thank, hey, Mr. Federer,
so
thank
just,
you so much for coming.
No,
in
No, I can't. I can't. I have to pent. It's pent up.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready
boiling.
To let it loose.
You gotta get like a pot
so
of clams.
I'm just letting you know so I can report on it again next week because I'm seeing her next
but
week.
But like, what
I'm
are you gonna scream at her about?
Just blood? Everything I can. My blood, whatever my blood results are, any upcoming appointments I have. I'm ready to take my war to the next level. But anyway, I had to fast for it, and I could, part of the fast is you can't even chew gum. You're not supposed to chew gum. I don't know.
Heavens.
But that's what it says. It says, you know, no eating, no drinking anything other than water, no drinking alcohol, no smoking.
Can you have
no
wine?
Strenuous exercise.
Yeah, wine is good for you.
Wine is alcohol, by the way.
What?
And no chewing gum.
Even if you
and
spit it out?
It gave me the most clear moment of lucidity in my life that, guys, right now I'm completely addicted to chewing gum.
You are. I remember.
So addicted to chewing gum so badly, so hopelessly addicted. I full guy quitting cigarettes, reached for a piece of gum.
And had to
like
say no.
10 times.
Yeah.
Wow. Like over the like, you know, this is like in the fast is like probably total like 3 hours of being awake time. You know
I
what I
remember.
Mean? Like it's not like I'm like all day. It's like right before I go to bed, uh-huh. reach for the gum. No.
We were going to Pierce's show and I was at your house and your fiance was asking you about the gum and you said, this is the last two pieces. And then you pulled out another big 36.
You have the briefcase?
He has the briefcase of gum.
It's not a briefcase. It's a cylinder.
Yeah, he has the Eclipse.
Did they make briefcase?
You've never seen the
big really one? Long ones you can get at Costco?
I'm going to get that.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Julio, the other day, I joined a Discord call with Julio, and he said, I said something about gum, and he said, you don't like gum, and it made me so mad, I turned on my camera, and I had like four different types of gum on the desk in front of me. I was showing them all to him.
Saw your gum desk, dude. I saw it.
That is a 12-year-old's addiction.
I'm glad I'm not addicted to Zen.
You need to get addicted to something even better than that.
Yeah. No, I like gum, man.
You're gonna like my thumb.
I like your thumb already.
Really?
Chew on it.
It's fine. But it's so prove ugly.
It. It's not that bad.
Chew on his thumb.
Look at this thumb.
It's not that bad.
Look at this one.
Look at my slender thumb.
Oh, my God. You have a slim thumb. I have a cut from my cat.
Slim thumb, mother thumb.
And also a scar, and it's making an X.
Stop. That's crazy. Stop. Don't even say what I think you will say. You're not going to say it, right?
Charles Xavier would not fuck with you, by the way, in real life.
He would literally
listen to the last episode and hear what you said about people in wheelchairs.
He would call
you. That's
behind paywall, so if you're not subscribed, you can't give any details, what he said.
No.
Just that it was bad.
I said, okay, let me clear the air. Caleb said that people in wheelchairs have Ganondorf powers for some reason. And I said,
I'm crazy, man.
I don't know. I don't remember
for
why.
For some reason. I'm
I don't crazy remember why, fuck. But Caleb said they have some hidden Ganondorf power and then they become Ganon. And I said, yeah, stay a pig.
You said you said you would see someone in a wheelchair stand up and say, go back to being a pig.
Because I got confused. I forgot that when Ganondorf becomes Ganon, he becomes a pig.
Nobody knows
Ganon
what you're talking about.
Ganon is a. They will know
Ganondorf
what I'm talking about.
Ganondorf is from Super Smash Brothers, and he does a super punch.
Ganondorf is the man. Ganon is the pig creature.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Shut the hell up.
Ganon is a pig creature.
No,
you've become a nerd. You've become a full nerd.
I have become.
You're talking about X-Men and Ganondorf.
That's hardly a pig.
That's a pig. Okay, a hog.
What kind of pig? He's got hooves.
Okay, I'll give you that. He's kind of a hog.
He's got hooves and hands.
Picks he's a hooves. Hog.
No,
type.
But he has hands and hooves.
Oh, well, you said he has hooves. Like, that was a disqualifier.
But he's type of pig.
That's not a pig, man. That's a fucking
he's
limb
type
monster.
Of, type of pig.
He has a cheese sword in this picture.
Yeah.
That sword is made of cheese.
None of these
and what
are
goes
pigs,
good with
bro.
Ham.
I don't want to look at any more
Swiss.
Pictures.
No, I.
Swiss, a holy cheese.
We're moving on
it's
to the
hold.
Episode now.
All right.
We're done. Right. We're done with your
all right. We can jump right
back
in
the pig stuff.
We can jump right in to today's episode, which is
okay. Go ahead and introduce.
Welcome to our new game show that is adopted from an old game show.
The price is just right.
The price is just right.
The pride is right.
My pride is right.
My pride is ride.
My pride is ride. Guys, today we found some funny-ass listings for items to buy on the internet, but we're hiding the prices from each other, and we're going
to
see
guess.
If we can guess the prices.
Oh, my God. This is an amazing idea.
I'm pretty excited for this. I found some good stuff. I mean, I can go first if you guys, do you guys want
Let's
me?
Just go in order of tabs.
Okay. All right. I'll go first, guys. And today I made a title slide by searching
Whoa.
Google.
Oh, I wish I did that.
Because Julio always tells me, he always passive aggressively wants me to make a title slide.
That's Nickelodeon.
That's The Price is Right.
That's Nickelodeon.
I never actually watched The Price is Right or know any
really?
Details about it. Yeah, no.
It's amazingly fucking awesome.
If I'm doing anything wrong, you guys have to tell me. But
who is Price is Right? That was Bob Barker, not Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak, I believe, became... No, he's no. Wheel of Fortune.
Drew Carey right. became...
Drew Carey.
So, Julio, on this one, you have to make sure that only go to the next slide when I say next slide because you're going to be giving away spoilers.
We can't spoil nothing on this.
Let's start with our first item that you guys need to guess the price on.
Can I say one thing real quick?
You can say some stuff.
You can say as much as you want.
I think that if
it's your show.
In the world, Caleb, if Cameron is Drew Carey, then Julio would be his Mimi.
Who's Mimi?
Okay, well, that if you watch the Drew Carey show,
what the hell is that?
You'll just look up Mimi Drew Carey show and you'll know.
No.
No.
Okay, let's take a look at our first item from eBay, guys.
All right.
This next slide, please. This is an item called Slime Types fluffy, foam, and normal.
Okay,
this
so
is brand new or best offer with free shipping. So and I got multiple. I mean, you can analyze this as much as you want, but I got multiple slides.
People listening, multiple this is slimes. A. I just want to say what this item is. It's a Rubbermaid Tupperware with, it looks like some kind of white oobleck type thing.
Right. It is mostly.
And let's hit next slide here so you can see some more pictures that are included with this listing, and you can describe these to the listeners.
Let's see the next slime.
Oh, wait.
So
this is multiple.
Is slime types, fluffy, foam, and normal.
So they have many of these. These are all, it looks like they ate Chinese food and then used the Tupperware to put slime into it. And they're all white. They kind of, some of them have
pink.
Sort of a, yeah, well, one is pink, but they all are plain, except for one has sort of a fruit cake style.
Yeah, jelly bean
mix
mode.
Jelly bean mode, exactly.
Jelly bean mode, I would say, for that one. I came up with that.
And then next slide here, these are the last details about this item. It's brand new, unused, unopened, undamaged item in its original packaging. The brand is slime, and the type is fluffy slime.
Okay.
Now, guys, based on these details, what do you think the price is without going over?
All together?
It doesn't say.
For every slime.
I think that it's for every slime.
I'm going to say.
It's a package.
I think it's a package, yeah.
Okay,
I'm gonna say
wait, what
$40.
Do they call that in Price is Right?
You're saying what?
$40.
$40.
For the
locking
whole catalog?
In, locking in?
Locking
I'm
in
going
at
to, okay.
$40.
Oh, I should have got some sound effects for this, damn.
I'm going to just make one up.
Ketchup.
We have plenty of them.
That's a good sound effect.
Yeah, you can keep that one for that.
So that was
I'm
going to
say.
I'm not revealing anything yet. I'm just finding sound effects. And then this is if you're right.
Okay. So you said 40?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, man, I'm going to go 100.
I'm going to change my answer to 50, and they're $10 each.
You can't change it.
You already said locked in.
Okay, well, I unlocked my lock.
Okay, I'll let you change it.
To 50.
I'll let you change it because, Patrick. Next slide, please. Caleb, the price of these slimes,
$210.
What? 1 point, Caleb. 1 point, Caleb. The slimes are expensive, you guys. I could have guessed that,
I wish we had a ticker that we could put the points on.
Yeah.
I'll take you.
We should have thought about this through, maybe.
That's flicking,
right, guys,
I just realized.
Let me get to my next item here. This is an item.
Down.
Okay, thank you.
Trick.
This is an item on the next slide here that is
next
called
slime.
Dog mating toys. This is on Temu, and I had to censor some stuff on this.
Okay,
I had to censor some on the picture and such.
So this, wow. I've never thought of this. I'm going to buy one of these. This is a stuffed dog that looks like it has a pussy hole or an asshole.
This is a censored dog pussy.
It's a dog
venting
sex
fidget toy.
It's
so
for
this
your
is called, this is an item called Sleep Estrus Dog Toy Simulation Mating Toy Plush Poodle Vent Fire Estrus Partner Mating Sexual Companion Venting Fidget Dog Toy.
Okay.
And now something to know about this. Here's a detail. This is an item that is on sale.
And this is for
so where this is about the sale price.
This is an active dog, a dog that is wanting to mate, but is locked up, and you let it fuck this.
Let's look at some more pictures
here.
Well,
you hope so.
Next slide. The features it has are simulate appearance, which is, again, censored. That is a fleshlight hole for a dog pussy. Simulated rabbit hair and a suction cup base. And this is known as a mating sexual companion.
Okay, so this is for like a dog breeder.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about.
It's not for a dog breeder. This is for your dog who is frustrated and tries to hump legs all the time.
This feels to me like maybe a cover up.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the next slide here. Let me read you the description. Here's some more pictures of it in use.
Oh my
Here's
God.
The description. Note, lubricants is not included. One, dogs with estrus behavior at home, holding legs, riding over dolls, making love to the air, etc., only chasing female dogs outside and not estrus behavior at home are not recommended to buy. Two, dog cannot be too stupid. If your dog belongs to what cannot teach, a few years will not be fixed to the kind of toilet. Do not recommend to buy.
Okay.
Three, the host needs to be patient. Dogs are emotional creatures too, and mating doesn't happen all the time. It may not be used on the spot, but dogs with estrus behavior will use it sooner or later under the patient guidance of their owners. Ooh. And now to the thing you spoke about a cover-up. I'd like to, this next slide, I'd like to read a review from this. 4 stars, color khaki. The one in the photo looks bigger than the one I got. Might be a little too small for my dog, as he is bigger than this.
Oh.
Okay. This is really, truly vile.
So, guys, I'm going to tell you also, I'm going to tell you what it's on sale.
Okay.
It's on sale 68% off. So you're looking for the current the sale price.
I think that this $10. Also one thing on this is I think this might be a new leader for number one worst thing to be reincarnated as in your next life. If you wake up and you can't move and you have four limbs and they're suction cupped to the ground, you're in for a very rough one.
This is a $10 item on sale from $70.
I'm gonna say the original price
locked in.
I'm gonna say the original price.
You don't have to guess the original price.
$12.98. But if it's $68, if it's 68% off, I might as well guess.
$12.98.
I'm gonna guess the original price.
$12.98. Okay.
Original price was $200. Current price is $84. Or no, 30. You said 68 off.
Yeah.
Okay, then 34. 64.
choose a number.
$64. That's locked in.
Okay. All right, Patrick. You were not that close, but you did not go over.
Oh,
Caleb, you've gone over. Dude, the price, it was $48.51. The original price, $155.53.
Oh, God.
Man.
I had a better guess.
That's pretty cheap if anyone wants to buy one of these to use for their dog. Oh. I guarantee that's what that review is.
That
man.
Is so bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty terrible. All right, let's go to a more normal one.
That.
Okay, next slide, please. Izod men's saltwater stretch flat front chino pants, color cadet navy straight, size 30 width, 32 length, condition new with tags. Next slide, please. Easy transaction. Thank you.
This is on eBay?
This is on eBay.
Why is this in here?
This is just a pair of
khakis. Yeah, this is a regular pair of khakis.
They're not khakis, they're navies.
Well,
this is a
chinos.
Pair of navy chino pants.
So I guess the price.
Izod, that's like a department store brand.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is $45.99.
These are, and I'm going to use my clothing brain, these are probably $25.99.
Okay. Let's reveal the price. $176,203.05. So Caleb, you were closer, but you're a little off.
I'll take the point. Listen, I was playing to win, not playing to fucking be exact. Right, I knew.
So then again, these are still up on eBay. Anybody wants to go buy these? It's an easy transaction. So you know,
does it come with the guy?
I think it must come with the guy.
It has to come with a guy for that price.
Yeah. Yeah,
a new friend.
All right, here's the next eBay item. This is Taki Ball.
Okay,
wait.
This is an eBay bid.
This is a Taki Ball. And this is next slide, please. Item description from the seller. I was opening a bag of Takis and found this. I was thinking of eating it, but I thought I could auction it. So yeah, some ideas for it. You can put it in a grinder and have Taki seasoning or whatever you want.
This is $10 starting bid.
Yeah, we're guessing starting bid.
Starting
here.
Bid? Oh man, I will say $20. I think that this is a novelty spice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Caleb?
Shit.
Patrick?
Oh.
It was $4.
It was $4.
That's a good deal. I would have
buy
that.
For a Taki Ball?
A Taki Ball? He's right. You could grind that.
Okay, but what about this one? Black Taki Chip Rare. Guys, this is a black Taki Chip that looks like poop.
Yeah, it looks like Taki
Chip. It looks like goose poop.
Mm. How did you find this?
I searched Taki. Here's the item description for this one, guys. Black Taki Chip Rare. Condition is new. Shipped with USPS Ground Advantage.
It's not new.
I'm going to guess $10 again.
What would it be in a pose? I mean, like
he put
it in his mouth and then started selling it.
It's basically new.
It just looks like a burnt chip.
Yeah.
But how much do you think it's worth? It's rare.
$10. Starting
I feel like you're trying to lead me astray by saying it's rare because anything that's rare should be over $100. I don't think that somebody's paying $100 or even thinking that somebody will pay $100 for a black chip. So I am going to say $75.
$75.
Yeah.
Okay, Caleb, you are the closest. It is
$300.
Guys, this is a rare black chip. It's $300.
What do you do with that? You just eat it?
You frame it. In a plastic baggie.
Yeah.
I would want to know, you know what I would
cover it in resin.
You know what I would do is I would take this and I would take it to a testing facility to find out what was in this chip.
Yeah.
Because that is not pure Taki seasoning, I can tell, just by the color.
So this next one, moving on from Takis, we have another eBay listing. Manipulation Demon Ring. Ooh. Mind Control, Power, Wealth, Dark Demonic Magic, Satanic. Okay. And here's the description. This is Zerotia. Can you feel her strength? Do you feel her magic calling to you? A special conjure, epic energies of power burst from Zerotia. And the next slide here. She is a godlike, powerful psychic being with telekinetic abilities for exceeding that of your average psychic spirits. Dark power and sacred forces awakened. Let her share her powerful psychic abilities with you. Mind reading, mind control, will manipulation, force manipulation, future sight, psychic visions, ancestral knowledge, ancient secrets revealed, telekinetic force, and creation and destruction of spirits through telekinetics.
This is $450.
Okay. I am going to make a tactical move.
Okay.
All right. Because I know where this came from. This is on eBay. They have a section called Metaphysical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And which is an amazing discovery. I had no idea that they had a metaphysical section. And I scrolled through the metaphysical section and they were exorbitantly priced, I would say. A lot of items like this. So you already said $450.
I'm off.
I don't know exactly what the price was. I know it's going to be high. I will say $451.
Wow. Okay.
And we need to take turns with first bids because this is I'm tricking you every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I pretty much am winning for.
So easy. Caleb, your cheating strategy has paid off.
Yes.
This price is $1,400.
Yes.
Basically every power available in the world.
Yeah. Well, it seems like an amazing deal also.
So guys, this is my last item, this next one.
Okay.
This is a domain name. MrDapper.com. Premium domain name from My Things Sale 24/7. You can buy the domain name MrDapper.com. What do you think it is worth to have a website called MrDapper.com?
Okay, so I have to guess first this time. I will say MrDapper.com is going to be $7,000.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Well, I'm going to say $7,001 because of free local pickup.
Okay.
It has free local pickup, so it's definitely around there. Or this could be, you know what I'm going to say? What? Actually, I'm locking in at $1
million. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Patrick?
$11 million.
$11,329,200.
Oh my God. You won with the $1 million guess? Wow.
It's too good of a site.
Do you guys think MrDapper.com is worth $11.3 million?
Absolutely.
If you create a streaming service with it.
For sure. Yeah.
With all kinds of just movies for dapper men.
You'll make your money back with that one.
Every Hitchcock movie on Mr. Dapper, every James Bond on Mr. Dapper.
Oh my God.
Mr. Dapper.
Or it could be like Mr. Skin, and it's a website of just guys looking good in movies.
Yeah.
Guys
looking smart.
It's every time that an actor wore a suit in a movie.
Yeah. It tells you what suit they're wearing.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay, so MrDapper.com was
so that's my segment, guys.
Much, much more expensive than I thought.
All right.
Be.
Well, here is my oh my God, I'm being past the what is this?
All right.
I have them out now. I had know which one is which. Now, my first item is from Temu.
Okay.
And this is a political item.
Oh, brother.
A Trump'em 2024 hat. A Trump'em 2024 hat.
Truck hat that says Trump'em.
Trump'em.
Trump'em take America back.
Okay, who's guessing first? Is this all the info?
This is the lowest price ever.
Okay.
I want to let you know that already. The lowest price ever. And it is on sale.
If it's on Temu, I'm going to say, I'll guess first, $3.29.
Okay, $3.29?
Really?
$3.29.
You know, I'm going to go. I know that misprints can often fetch a huge price tag
but that's
on the secondary,
resale
on the
market.
Secondary
yeah.
market. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go $4.
Cameron?
Okay.
It is $2.79.
Oh, so Caleb also.
Why didn't you give me a buzz?
Oh, you both get a buzz.
What,
you're
like
both I don't know the rules, really.
Like
just without going over.
Yeah.
But okay, well, I you went over. More over, yeah. I guess.
So Cameron loses because he went more over.
Neither of us get a point.
Neither of you get a point.
But you can also pay $6.69 and for interest free biweekly.
Guess what I almost did?
Trupum 2024.
The afterpay on the Trupum hat?
Trupum. And again, this is, I mean, this is a good deal because this is going to make a lot of money.
Why the fuck have you not bought this? $2?
It's still up.
Okay, you're buying this.
All right, I'll buy it.
Trupum.
Trupum 2024.
All right, what else do you have?
All right, this next one. This is a shirt from the same website.
Ooh. Whoa, wait. This is a swagged out This is a very cool shirt.
Now, I want you guys to guess. Based on this, this is the title of the item. Funny Golden Chain Monkey 3D Graphic Print Men's Novelty Shirt Sleeve Shirt Crew Neck T-Shirt Summer Outdoor.
And this is the photo of the item is this guy.
This is a guy. Yeah,
well, this guy looks
kind of
rich.
He does seem rich.
Two bracelets.
He's got the rich bracelets.
No, those are that bracelet seasick. On the right is a seasick one. Yeah.
So he probably owns a yacht.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Good point.
You know, I'm gonna go with. Is it on sale? Can we know that?
It's not on sale.
It's not on sale. I'm gonna go with $6.49.
$6.49.
For it's a Temu.
Yeah.
Yeah. $6.49.
Okay.
I'm going to go $1. $1.
That is a really safe guess for Temu, I guess. If as
$1.
Yeah.
Caleb?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
Cameron was closer.
Oh,
wow.
What
was
it? It is $7.59.
Wow.
God damn it, man.
That's a. I might buy this. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
All right, this next item was from an auction website of Hollywood memorabilia.
Okay, cool.
This is I Am Sam 2001 Sam Dawson Sean Penn red with Target name tag on the front uniform wear guard.
Wait, it's the Target
uniform that Sam Dawson wore in I Am Sam.
That's an incredible piece of memorabilia. Is this auction over?
This auction, I will say, is over.
Oh, fuck
God,
that.
Can you imagine hanging this in your house like a jersey?
And I do want to say one
they
thing.
They should retire it at Target.
Yeah.
They should.
You can't
they
have totally Sam on should. Your name
no,
tag anymore.
That's retired.
You have to be careful when you're saying that word about Sam.
Yeah,
Sam.
I Am Sam. Sam from I Am Sam is retired. What?
I will give you this piece of information.
Okay.
It was not sold and the bidding is over.
So we can still contact this private seller.
You can contact this private seller, yes.
And this is we're guessing the starting bid or the because it was not sold meaning
there
nobody
was,
bid.
There was one high you're guessing the highest bid.
Okay.
How was it not
yeah,
sold?
How was it not sold?
I don't know.
Oh, it didn't
I don't
reach
know.
The,
they probably
it didn't reach the reserve price?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Does it say what the reserve price is? We're not guessing that.
It says what the high bid was. So guess the high bid.
So he doesn't know what a reserve price is.
No, I don't
know. But we shouldn't hear the reserve price, I feel like.
Yeah, no. Okay, the highest bid for this, it's going to be kind of low, I feel like, if it didn't meet the reserve. So I'm going to say $350.
Okay, $350. You're locking in?
And 25 cents.
Okay.
Damn. You know, I'm going to try an undercut here. I'm going to go $200. I'm feeling the $200.
$200. You want to lock in at $200.
I would like to lock in $200.
Okay, so you're both locked in.
Target.
I'm locked in. $350 and 25 cents.
$200 and 1 cent.
Well, you guys.
To both?
To both of you.
No way.
We both
to both of you, it was $100.
Wait.
No one really wanted this. No one wanted this bad enough. I bet $200 was the reserve.
I mean, I would have paid that, no question.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's the other thing. You could just get this anywhere.
Well,
no, not the one that touched Sean Penn's body.
That's
true.
Yeah.
And has his stink.
Well, all right. Well, we'll just move on to the next one.
And he's
which,
been all over the world. He smells like every food combined.
That's true. Yeah. He was in Iraq during the
so
war.
So him wearing
for some
that,
reason.
It's walking around. You're smelling all sorts of amazing spices
exactly.
You've never even had in your kitchen.
And, I mean, you wear this out and about. They go, oh, my God. From I Am Sam.
Yeah. You don't even have
shirt
it on.
With the Sam name tag.
You don't even have on the shirt. Well, yeah, I have that at home.
Yeah.
I Am Sam, yes. Oh, what a great costume.
All right, this next one is from eBay. This is life-size Jack Sparrow bust statue, Johnny Depp prop, Pirates movie, Amber 1-to-1. Now, why does it say Amber?
Ready? 13,000.
13,000?
No, 3,000.
3,000.
That's a huge swing.
That is a huge swing. That's a $10,000 difference.
Let's split the difference. 8,000.
Okay.
This looks really good. If I just saw this picture, if I didn't get the description, I would go crazy high on this. And the reason is because it looks like a Mission Impossible 2 mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That maybe I could put it on and I could walk around and people might think I'm Depp.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I have a head already. I can't put this on top of my head and walk around and be a Depp. I mean, I get, but then I have an
tall
odd
Depp.
But then people know his body. Tall. He's tall.
People
famous.
Know he's tall.
Well, he's not that tall and he doesn't have a long neck.
Mm-hmm.
Long head thickness.
Torso.
Neck. I am going to say... I'm gonna say $1,800 and $75 as well.
$1,800 and you were.
I feel like there's no way I'm right.
What was yours?
$8,000.
$1,500.
$1,875.
I have to have gone over. Cameron? I think. Oh my god!
It was $10,900.
$13,000 would have been too much.
Yeah,
I felt it course through me. I felt Johnny Depp's spirit in my body.
The curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh my god!
Went into your
bones.
From
Zynga.
And it's from Zynga Worldwide LLC. Yeah. All right. This is another thing from eBay. This is Bill Cosby signed Academy Awards 11x14 photo JSA.
Okay, I bid first, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I would pay for this. Zero. My guess is zero.
You're going to lock in at zero?
Lock in zero?
Okay, 1 cent.
Okay, I'll do 2 cents.
Okay, 1 cent. 1 cent and 2 cents?
You know what? I'm standing on my principles, so I'm fine with losing.
I'm standing on business.
Okay, no, well, not. Cameron was closest to 2 cents.
How?
Oh, wait.
Who the hell? $425. The serial rapist.
Well, it's
some
signed.
People. I mean, some people are into stuff like that. Jeffrey Dahmer, Ed Kemper, Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all one and the same nowadays.
I'm trying to think of the other guy. I can't remember his name.
Well, while you're thinking
Freddy
about Kruger. That,
the people the have tons of Freddy Krueger hand and stuff. People buy this shit all the time.
Ted Bundy.
Oh yeah.
All right. While you're thinking of the, or well, you already said
Plankton.
Plankton.
This next item. 7 1/16 inches mega monster.
Whoa.
Megalodon shark.
That's
tooth, record
one.
Size museum fossil teeth.
Is it confirmed to be real?
Yeah, do we know if it's a replica?
I will say right now that this is from New York Island Fossils.
Okay, so probably,
real.
Probably real. Uh-huh. I mean, these are expensive. Well, it's your guess first.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you just say what yours is first, just to...
Okay, $1.
Oh, okay. You know, I'll probably go $250 and half of a cent.
$250,
really?
It's big, man. It's a fossil. I mean, I yeah, you know what? I already said it. I guess you...
All right, $250?
I'm going to go $1,100.
$1,100?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to go $1,100 on
this. Wow.
Well, Caleb, you were closer.
Whoa.
It is $20,000.
Whoa,
that
makes sense.
Yeah, these are very expensive.
That does make sense, I guess. I was thinking of...
You have no respect for ancient things.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm thinking of is I'm thinking of a great white shark tooth, but you know what the thing about that is it's not extinct. There's a lot of those around.
There's tons, man.
That was kind of my reference point in my head. But well, I guess it makes a lot more sense for something that that's 75 million years old to be $20,000.
Well, speaking of ancient things...
Yeah, Mom.
Well, speaking of ancient things,
yeah, ass.
Should I go with do I go with the bid or the buy it now for this one? Because
let's
this
do
is,
buy it now.
Let's
okay,
do buy it now.
Okay, but read it out.
This is worn very smelly shoes, comfy brown, so soft.
Okay, and I would
worn
like to
very
say,
smelly
so
shoes, comfy
pair,
brown,
this is a
so
pair
soft.
Of UGG slippers. It looks like uh-huh. that have a fully matted back
yeah.
where it's they've been worn.
Very yeah, we smelly, comfy brown,
these are,
so soft.
These are dads.
Yes, these are daddies.
Uh-huh.
These are dads that he got for Christmas 12 years ago,
and he's been stinking them up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
every time he gets them, these are the football shoes.
But these are comfy brown, so soft.
Yeah, and I bet they are soft because they're very worn in. I'm gonna say. Very smelly. Why would they add that? And so here's my question.
It's a bid, too. It's an auction.
Yeah, but are we doing buy it
now?
Oh,
yeah, we're doing buy it now.
So
okay.
the very smelly makes me wonder, does that make the price lower, or is it making it higher?
I think it makes it higher.
Yeah.
It makes it higher?
I think it's higher.
Because they wouldn't, you're right, because they're trying to get their money's worth.
Yeah.
They're not going to add to something like that if it devalues it.
Right.
So very smelly, I'm going to say that this is $75. And
okay.
Is it just one shoe? No, it's two shoes.
Well, from the picture, I'm guessing it's one shoe.
But it's a shoes.
Okay.
Say
you
shoes,
know, I'm
yeah.
going to go, you did...
75, you're locking 75? In at 75.
I'm locking in.
No, I'm going to go $30.
$30? That's your final answer?
No, you know what? I'm gonna gamble that you are just gonna blow out and go over. And
I'm gonna go
$10 and just try and get under.
$10?
Yeah. Well, $1.
Cameron?
You already locked in $10.
$10? It is $20. Buy it now.
Yep.
By Gmer69.
And what, can you just send me the link for this one?
Just look so up very smelly.
Because I feel like you, yeah, just to make sure.
I mean, well, it is a pretty reasonable price, $4.28. You can clean the smell off.
Yeah. Well, I don't, somehow I feel like the people buying this are not buying it. And say, oh, I can clean the smell off and they'll be like new. It saves them money buying already smelly shoes.
Very smelly.
You just clean
very
the smell. Smelly. These but are comfy brown upper shoes.
They're comfy brown so soft.
So soft.
Yeah.
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 Comfy brown so soft.
Yeah. This, they're trying to flip shoes.
Yeah. I have, oh, this one I can just get rid of.
Okay, so skip that then.
Yeah, we'll skip it when we get to it. But I'll just show it to you because I liked it.
How many items do you have?
I have...
Tell me how I knew the shopaholic was going to have the most items.
Three. I have four items. Okay. This next item I went to Facebook Marketplace to find.
Oh, good.
This is men's jockstrap.
Oh, a leather
and
one.
You can tell from the photos that this has been worn and washed.
Used. Yes.
Used men's jockstrap.
$35.12.
Now remember, this is on Marketplace where people would like to use round figures.
Okay, free.
Interesting. Men jockstrap free is actually a strong guess.
It is a strong guess.
I will say, I mean, are you locking in free?
Yeah, I'll lock in free.
Okay, then I'll do 1 cent.
1 cent?
Yeah. Well, it's just more likely to be free than 1 cent, but it is going to be more than that.
Well, yeah. I think it's 50-50 free.
It would be a nice trick, but I don't think he's trying to trick. I don't think he was.
No, I'm not trying to trick because this costs money.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'll give you a hint. It costs money.
I probably shouldn't guess free then.
No.
But it's too late.
But you
now.
Already
you
did.
Locked
you already
in free.
Fine. I mean, I respect the honor of the game.
I like that.
And you did 1 cent?
Yeah.
Caleb,
what?
$15.
Whoa.
And available to deliver if local. Fits Dude. Size, small okay, to
that's,
medium.
That's what they're really
that's
selling.
That's what you're paying for. Yeah.
That's
the
what
delivery.
You're, well, that's yeah. not even necessarily what you're paying for. That is what the actual item that you're buying is.
Is it delivery?
Is this right. guy shows yeah. up with it.
Oh, crap. I wore it to come deliver it. Well, it looks like I got to take this thing off.
This next one, I'll try to like burn through. We'll just kind of burn through.
Lightning round.
No, because these are cleaning
it's okay
beans.
If they're
what
good.
Is, okay.
I don't
these
have
are
much.
Cleaning
well,
beans.
Burn through it, and I'm like,
no,
well, what does
no,
that mean?
I mean we're at an hour.
That
it.
Means go
yeah,
slowly.
We'll just do it. We'll do it. Well,
cleaning
this is
beans.
Cleaning beans. These blessed beans are used to clean energy and given to Mother Earth.
Cleaning beans. This is bird seed.
This bird seed.
This
yes.
is fully bird
okay.
seed.
I'm seeing. So this is a bowl of dried beans.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing lima.
Yeah.
I'm seeing kidney. I'm seeing black-eyed pea. Uh-huh. And I'm seeing some black beans.
And you're seeing some hands blessing the beans. It looks
yeah,
like.
Which is that's worth a lot.
I would say this can't be more than $1.50 worth of beans that I'm
okay.
looking at.
$1.50 worth of beans. So you're going to lock in at $1.50?
I'm going to say $1.50 of beans.
Okay.
No,
Cameron, what
man.
About you?
You're forgetting the blessing, which
yeah, they're
is the
blessed
main
beans.
Part of the listing.
Well, I'm atheistic.
Right. Okay.
I don't believe in this kind of I don't believe in anything good.
$5. Because I think it's going to be more than that, but I don't want to...
You were closer it's at... these are $10 beans.
I was going to guess $10, and I was like, I don't want to go over, so I'll guess $5 instead because you went so low.
We need to see a bullseye.
I could have gotten a bullseye right there, man. $10 was in my head, but I would have
so
only done
$10.
I would have done $10
you
if you had done $5. 10. Yeah.
All right, well, this next listing, we'll skip it, but my wife says no more guitars. My wife says your guitars must go.
Two different...
okay, yeah,
how much was the price
of one of them? I was gonna have you guess the price of each of them.
Uh-huh.
And Jubio, can you just get rid of the text boxes over the prices here? Because they are
he's
different.
In for his interview. He can't.
All right. Well, then this next one.
Wait, I need to see this next one. We'll go to the next one.
Next one.
Whoa!
This is podcast about list world domination T-shirt from Wendy Premium.
Okay.
And Wendy Premium says, and I don't know if this is a review or if this is the description of the item.
What the fuck?
A total of 45 prosecution witnesses were called to present evidence against Kelly, with many of his victims, including the podcast about list world domination shirt.
What the fuck?
Moreover, I love this singer Aaliyah, who married Kelly in 1994 when he was 27 and she was 15, identified as Jane Doe's. Accusations of engaging in sex acts with women under the age of consent followed Kelly for decades, but it took the Me Too revolution and the broadcast of the 2019 documentary Surviving R. Kelly for Kelly's
holy
longstanding
fuck.
Wow.
Blah, 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 blah. So the description description of the podcast about list world domination t-shirt on Wendy Premium speaks about R. Kelly's various
sexual R. Tour shirt from 2 years ago.
Is one of the many victims.
Was one of the victims of R. Kelly was called to the witness stand.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, how much do you think that, do you think that would raise or lower the price of this?
I mean, this has to be a collector's. Well, first of all, it's out of print. We don't make this anymore. I don't think we actually ever made it as a hoodie.
Yeah.
So
who's first?
I think I'm first.
You're first.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go first if you want, though. No, I'm going to...
Oh, I will say it is on sale.
And it's a hoodie and it's on sale.
Yeah.
Okay, $20. $20 even.
I say $11.99.
Okay.
Caleb, you are closer. It is $22.99. Oh, wait, you said $20.
So I'm closer.
Cameron's closer.
You said, you looked at me, looked away from me, looked at Cameron and said, Caleb, you are closer.
I got your names mixed up. Also, I love the Wendy logo right there.
That's a beautiful logo.
Yeah,
Wendy,
I wish we could zoom in on that
reminds
logo.
Me of...
It's the Wendy's logo without an S, guys.
Yes, it completely is. Well,
now,
guys,
this is my final item.
Okay. Oh.
And these are called Jelly Boy Jeans.
Jelly Boy Jeans.
Jelly Boy Jeans.
And
Jelly
these are
Boy
all jeans. Over print jeans.
All over print jeans.
And can you describe them to me?
Yeah. Now, they have... can you go ahead for one slide? So there is an all-over on the waistband.
It says Jelly Boy.
On the waistband, it says Jelly Boy. On the front of the pants, on the left leg, it is a photo of very handsome young man
it's
holding a flute of wine, a champagne. Cameron Fetter. And on the butt, it says jelly on one cheek and boy on the other. Now, jelly. I want you...
Jelly boy.
Oh, also, they were designed...
And you just found these.
Also, they were designed in Italy.
Jelly Boy Jeans.
Jelly Boy Jeans designed in Italy.
Okay.
And I want you to guess how, I mean, Italy should tell you that, you know, the...
I just saw Bowser walk by the way, guys.
Don't tell me that.
100% just saw a person walk by with a Bowser shell on their back.
Oh my God. Well, just remember Italy, Milan, the capital of fashion in the world. These are high fashion pants. So just think about that.
The Jelly Boy designed these?
The Jelly Boy designed these, yes.
And think also about the licensing fee that went into these for the appearance of certain
celebrities
on the jeans. Yeah. So that will have to be baked into the price. And
the fact to make them jeans that look exactly like sweatpants, that is very expensive.
Yes.
Look and feel exactly like sweatpants, yeah.
Okay, so for the Jelly Boy jeans, I'm going to say... God, this one's tough because whoever posted this really could have put any I will say $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, okay. $1,000.
Okay.
I'm going to metagame you here.
Okay.
I'm looking at this listing. I'm looking at the length of the block that's covering the dollar. I don't think $1,000 is fitting there.
Oh,
I'm
going to
put in $100 is my guess. Because I think that this could be, I think this is three digits, a decimal point, and
well,
two digits.
Cameron?
No
they
way.
$150.
Oh, yes. Well, I thought that it was going to be a, I thought you were, he got them on the.
No. They're moderately priced for what they are.
I mean,
Jelly
this
Boy
is
jeans. These
this
are Jelly Boy jeans.
And what website are these on?
These are on teespring.com.
So these are available to buy.
Jelly Boy jeans. Okay.
Oh, you can buy those. Man. You can buy Jelly Boy jeans.
Should have had you in it, man. All right. Let me,
well, that's a different product altogether. That's Ass Jelly,
ass
the
jelly
t-shirt.
On teespring.
All right. Pull up Caleb's slides
here's
here.
Here's mine.
Do we want to slide
this
all the way over?
Yeah, you can slide this over for Caleb.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the ding. This is the All right, I'm ready.
This is Dirty Sock.
Okay, this first one is on OfferUp. Have you ever used OfferUp?
Yeah, yeah.
This is Dirty Sock. Okay, so some things. This is a picture of a sock that's being held against a subway tile, like bathroom.
Yeah.
Condition is new, even though it is a dirty sock. And this is in Queens, New York City. So
we can buy this.
This is posted by Angel Rodriguez. The brand is Quicksilver.
Size 8.5.
How much do you think the dirty sock is?
Who's first?
I can go first.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say that this is... I'm going to say like $15. It's one sock. If it was two socks.
It is one sock.
If it was two socks, I would have said 25.
Okay. You lock that in for me?
Yes, I'm going to lock that in.
It's $3 bill, y'all.
Okay. $3 bill. Cameron, you... You got close. It's $999,999.
You didn't tell us it was on sale. That would have changed my whole answer.
Guys, yeah. The description, the price has dropped from $1 million to $999,999.
That's a big deal.
Okay, yes. This next one is crazy awesome. Go to the next one, please. All right, so I'm just going to show this to you a couple slides
I
at a time.
Know what this is.
No, you don't. There's no way you know what this is.
I can tell it's a suit.
Okay, so wait. I just want to get guesses about what this is, and I will slowly reveal what this is. And I'll explain this. This is some kind of image of, it looks almost computerized image of Dwayne Wade wearing a Miami Heat jersey, okay? And it doesn't really look like him. His neck is a little too skinny.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Dwayne Wade at all.
It does a little. Or no, not, sorry, Ray Allen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is like a Ray Allen Miami Heat era corner three crazy shot to win the championship era, right. Ray Allen. He's got a basketball. He's sitting there.
Yeah, he looks a little computer generated. So now I have to say I think Patrick kind of poisoned the well a little bit, and I'm looking at this and I really am just seeing latex covering.
Okay.
Latex suit.
All right, can you go to the next slide? So now this is an action
okay.
shot.
No,
so this is an action shot.
Okay,
now.
This is
a real doll.
This could be a real doll, or this could be a 3D model.
That's a good point.
I could see that because I saw a couple of those people selling those.
All right, I would like you to go to the next slide.
Okay, guys, he's naked and he's showing his butt.
It's the same guy that he's looking back, still holding the basketball. Naked and showing his butt cheeks. Okay, so now next slide.
This is on YouTube. We're
so this
have to
is, of course, Iron Tech Sex Dolls, gay male realistic TPE, full body life size love toy for women.
I don't
for
think women. That a woman is buying this.
Well, it says gay male in the title.
Well, there is hitting both.
Yeah, that's
13
true.
People are watching this item. This is in high demand.
Okay, well, you kind of also screwed up here by showing 6 months for $99.
No, it says that on every.
Oh, okay,
eBay
never
list.
Mind.
Yeah, it's on 99, yeah. So we know it's more than $99. But we could assume that.
Yeah,
I feel like.
I think it's
all right.
Obvious.
I'm gonna hit this with, I'm kind of just trying to let these fly from the hip. $9,000, I think.
$9,000 USD. Okay,
USD.
I'm gonna go lower. I'm gonna say $1,200 USD.
Really.
Patrick, you are pretty damn close. It's almost like you've looked at this before. This is $1,399. You are $200 off, man. That is, you seem to be very familiar with this world. That is impressive. Okay.
I need to see this thing in real life.
I need to see
it
in action. This is clearly a rendering of it.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
think these are real
rendering.
Photos. Like, that can't be real.
No.
Okay. Next.
I'm willing to bet this is made to order and nobody has bought one yet.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Next slide. Gotta do it.
Okay. So this is a doll. This is a doll with it has very long legs and very short arms.
And this is a haunted one. You went on metaphysical.
I did go on metaphysical.
Yeah, this is.
Okay, next slide. Item description from seller. Next slide. The doll has been in my family its whole life. I brought it back from Germany when my Oma passed. And the next one. Thanks for looking. There is a trapped soul inside.
I knew it.
Okay, so this is a haunted doll, active, right. Possessed, brought from Germany, Hildegard. That's her name. You can go to the next slide. So how much do you guys think this one is?
$450.
Okay. I'm going to go 14, 13, 12, 1,000.
13, 12, 1,000.
Wait, what did you say?
450.
And you said what?
700.
Cameron, you won, but you are far off. This is 11,000.
Oh my God. That's almost the exact same price as the Johnny Depp one.
So you have two choices you can make on this eBay.
Yeah.
Is do I want a haunted doll
right,
ruins
right.
my
I
life
have,
with a trap soul
okay,
inside?
Okay, I got my Christmas bonus. Dip. I've got $12,000, $11,000 to spend on one item.
Yeah.
What do I want?
Well, I get a
I got an
doll.
eBay gift card.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
for
a very
$12,000.
This is a very different thing now. Go to the next one. I went all kind of dolls and stuff and figures and all this shit.
Yeah, you have an interest in dolls.
Say what this is.
Elmo.
It's a
Tickle Me Elmo
doll. Okay, so next slide. This is actually a authentic haunted doll, extremely active, real Elmo Demon Astaroth attachment.
Oh, the Demon Astaroth is attached.
Astaroth has been attached.
Astaroth is a powerful demon.
There's a video on this where the guy talks to the Elmo doll. I forgot to add it, but on the listing, he has a YouTube short where he talks to the Elmo doll, makes the Elmo turn on a light bulb.
Whoa.
Tell me that isn't freaking your being.
That is extremely powerful.
That is scary. So guesses on this haunted Elmo.
Check this out. $666.66.
That's a strong guess.
Oh, my God. That is a strong guess. Well, I'm going to go $999.99.
Patrick?
Oh.
Cameron, you guys are both wrong. This is a deal, $499 for the haunted Elmo.
That's kind of cheap. For Astaroth, I mean, Astaroth is one of the major demons.
You get the whole demon.
You get the whole thing. It's trapped. Demon. It's attached.
I mean, that's a demon that I feel like that's a celebrity. Most of the demons that get attached to stuff, I feel like
they
don't have the name. You wouldn't know their names. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, I hung out with Jeff at a party the other
night. Astaroth is a real one.
But I hung out with Miles Teller at a party the other night. How much did the party cost? You know what I'm saying?
And I have one last one, guys. Okay. This is, I kind of want you to guess what this is.
This is a text from Jesus Christ that says, I'm coming soon. Are you ready? On an iPhone, and it's 12:00, and the phone is charged, and it's being held by a woman.
Yeah, this is an iPhone 3 or 4, by the way.
But it's not actually a phone. It is an image.
Okay. It's an image of, well, yeah. It's on the TV, by the way.
And
also,
this is a book?
I think that this could be text from Jesus Christ, like you're like paying to first Jesus Christ to text somebody.
You think it's a service?
Yeah, I think it could be a service, like kind of like a FaceTime with Santa style.
Next
service.
Slide, guys. This is Christian NFT digital art.
Oh,
what the fuck? Oh, the employee
Antichrist.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You
as
said,
soon as
Jesus
I said,
Christ, I'm coming soon. Are you ready? A picture of me fell off the wall.
Holy crap.
Right after we're talking about Astaroth?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is scary as fuck.
I wish we had that on tape. I wish we
Jesus.
Had the...
You'll that, notice that, this was is, that in the corner
this
at least?
This is not
Did
here
you see
anymore,
that?
Man. That is... I do not like that.
That's crazy. So. It was me.
Something bad is going to happen.
Oh my
to me.
God, dude. No, this blood results, these are going to be bad results,
man. Oh my God.
Man. Jesus. You're going to have different blood.
I don't want to say Jesus anymore.
Yeah.
Why?
Please, Jesus.
No, you want to say his name to cast out the demon.
Yeah.
Jesus save.
Okay.
Jesus
so
save.
How much do you think this Christian digital NFT art is?
$1 million.
$2 million.
That's a little over, guys. That is a little bit over.
I didn't lock in. I'm going to say 1,000.
No, you already said a million. He already said 2 million.
Okay.
You're both so wrong. This is a steal. $10,000 for this photo. You could have that in your Solana wallet today for $10,000.
And that's going to be worth a lot of money in the future when Jesus comes.
When he actually comes back, people are going to say, He actually texted me
an NFT.
But I think that's an amazing art. And this guy has a bunch of different Christian NFTs if you want to go check those out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember who won. Julio, were you keeping track?
You had to have.
Yep.
Okay, who won?
I did.
Wait. Do the scores. Right. Say third place. Here, let me give me a second.
Yeah, I was in third place.
All right, give it to me.
Let's fly up like Mario Party. Right.
Third, who is third place?
So third place. It's none other with 5 points. Patrick.
Bruh.
Okay.
In second place with 6 points. Mr. Caleb.
And our winner.
Who's the winner?
Our winner with 8 points.
Oh, that's a massive leap.
Cameron Fetter.
Congratulations, Cameron. Congratulations
Good game.
To the
well,
Jelly
well
Boy.
Played, my friend. Well played.
Well, I can't turn this off.
Congratulations, Jelly Boy.
Flawless All right. Victory. So,
time to eat. Hamburger. Hamburger.
Go get the Jelly Boy pants.
Yeah, on Teespring.
Uh-huh. Right? Wait, did you do that on your personal Teespring?
I think so, yes.
Okay, just search
do not
Jelly
get
Boy
these.
Jeans, but don't buy them. Just look at them.
Just look
Unless
at them.
Unless you really want Jelly Boy jeans.
Swagpoop.com/shows. Guys, we're coming to Boston, to Atlanta, to Philadelphia, to Toronto, to Chicago, to Minneapolis, to Detroit, and to Carrboro, North Carolina, guys. Yep, we're doing sketch comedy. We're showing videos. We're doing a live podcast in Detroit. We're going to do a full 8-mile thing of some kind.
Is everybody in the 213? You put your motherfucking 313. Hands up. 313. Put your, well, I'm
everyone in the
I'm,
213. Put your motherfucking hands up in the 313.
And then nobody
the 313,
does it.
Yeah.
Where's the 213?
I have no idea.
That's got to
be
Europe.
Hey, Siri, where's the 213?
Where's the 31213?
That doesn't
but guys, sense. Buy your tickets. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be so much fun. And the shareholder meeting this month, if you are subscribed to the Patreon at the executive producer tier, you can join the shareholder meeting on
323 are telephone area codes in the North American
323? We don't care about three. This is nothing.
You did it wrong. You did it wrong.
This is nothing.
No, it's 213. It's North NorCal.
Oh, okay.
Patreon.com/podcastaboutlist. You can subscribe and you can join the shareholder meetings on the $15 tier on Discord. And this month's shareholder meeting is on Leap Day itself, February 29th. And I think at 6 p.m. I don't think we decided a time, but I think usually 6 p.m. I think that's a Thursday, I'm pretty sure. So go sub to that. And you can, of course, get premium episodes on there for only $5 a month. There's a huge backlog and it's fucking fire and swag as well.
And I think I'm probably going to have lunch pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm very hungry.
You're getting a call.
All right, let's do some lunch.
All right. Happy birthday.
Later.
To anyone whose birthday it is.
Anything is on the table at a dinner conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk
potatoes,
about
steak.
Mm-hmm. Well, besides the food, even.
Asparagus.
Besides
salmon,
the food.
Sam.
Well, not the
lemon.
Not just like candles and the all that kind of
lemon.
Shit.
Lemon.
You don't eat lemon at dinner.
No, you eat lemon on, you put lemon on stuff.
I call lemon lem.
Well, that's
what you call lime.
Must be a regional thing.
Okay.
Really?
Pretty good.
You call lime lie? You're not even saving a syllable there.
What about salt?
Sal. You call it
pepper is pep?
Pep.
Okay.
Okay, that would make sense.
I've heard pep.
What do you call ketchup?
Chup.
Chup is good.
Chup is good.
I like chup.
Chup is very good.
What do you call mayonnaise?
Mayo.
He came up
that's
with
universal.
That. Oh, yeah.
That is universal.
What do you call mustard?
Yeah.
Don't say
it.
I know what you're going
Come
for.
On.
I actually call it MT. Two syllables.
Okay.
All right.
Yo, pass the MT.
What would you call sauerkraut?
Oh, that's tough because I can't
it's
call it sour because that's what I call sour candy.
It's actually easy.
And
it's kraut.
And kraut is a bad word.
No, it's not.
Is kraut a bad word?
I don't know.
I thought kraut meant German.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad? German. It's not bad.
I don't think so. They have kraut rock.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking of is that they would just, is that in all the war movies, they call them krauts in a mean way.
Yeah, but they're the bad guys in those movies.
That's true, but it still sounds like a rude word.
They should just suck it up.
Does it just mean really?
I think
does
you
it
can
really
call
just mean
Germans
German?
Whatever.
I always
I'm not too worried about
bad.
Offending
I mean,
German.
I'm not either, but I mean, I was just saying for
I
the
think
purpose
Do you think
of,
enough time has passed, though, that they're like, that it's like, all right, we've had our fun.
With Germans?
Yeah.
You're saying you it's time it. To forgive and forget the Holocaust.
No.
Again, he's walked into a confusion.
It is a confusion
situation.
But do you think enough time
has passed? That was fully felt.
But do you think enough time has passed?
Forgive and forget.
Not to forgive and forget, but to stop calling them
enough
krauts.
Enough time has passed is a crazy thing to say.
It's not even 100 years, man.
All right. Well, once we hit the 100 years, I guess we can stop calling them krauts and stuff.